We learned this week that Wall Street thinks Uber could be worth $120 billion. That's more than General Motors, Ford, and Fiat Chrysler combined. The eye-popping figure comes as Uber prepares to go public next year. Joining us now from New York is Liz Hoffman at The Wall Street Journal. Hi, Liz.
Hi, Jeremy.
So the last time we heard about an Uber valuation, it was $72 billion when it settled with Alphabet for stealing trade secrets back in February. How is it suddenly supposed to be worth $120 billion?
Well, look, there's almost certainly some Wall Street and Silicon Valley pixie dust baked into that number. Uber did actually raise some money in August from Toyota at a slightly higher valuation, around $75 billion. So what people are paying for here, to the extent this deal happens and it does actually list, is growth, right? Uber is growing incredibly quickly, and it's got a lot of potential to really change a lot of different industries.
But they haven't made any money yet, right?
They haven't. Well, look, they make money. They are not profitable. Uh-huh. They're set to make between $10 and $11 billion this year in revenue. They're profitable in the U.S. in certain markets. They're losing money overseas. And so they've got a lot of different businesses that, on the whole, do not make money.
Now, just for context for people, we're talking about $120 billion valuation here. Facebook's IPO was $104 billion. That was back in 2012. What do you make of that difference?
Well, probably the better way to think of Uber is a bit more like Amazon, and that's pretty charitable on my end. But the idea is that it would be a logistics company, right? That it moves people, it moves things, it moves food, and that there's a lot of different markets that are probably susceptible to someone coming in and saying, we can move these things around better. And that's where Uber would like to be. Now, look, they're a long way from that. Right now, they are a money-losing taxi company for the most part. Mm-hmm. And so it's really just a question of, can they cross the bridge and become a real viable business?
Well, and Uber, unlike Facebook, is not reliant on advertising for its revenue.
It's not. Though remember, when Facebook went public, no one really envisioned that that would be its Achilles heel, that the model was deeply flawed. Who knows what Uber's Achilles heel is, but they have different models. And what Uber basically relies on is a lot of transactions and taking a small piece of that, right? So they do it in their ride-hailing business. They do it in their food delivery business. They would like to be in the business of moving things and making a little money every time. It's also worth noting that of the miles driven in the U.S., ride-sharing is still an unbelievably tiny percentage of it. And so as people move more towards, you know, you've heard a lot of talk about the gig economy, right? That we don't all need to own everything. We can kind of share resources. It's going to be a bumpy ride, but there's a broad consensus that that's where the U.S. economy in certain pockets, particularly urban areas, is headed. And someone's going to win it. And look, if you want to put $120 billion valuation on Uber, you have to believe that Uber is going to be the winner there.
They might still be a tiny percentage of the actual moving of people, but they're definitely a high percentage of the double parking, as far as I can tell.
Yes, absolutely.
My experience. Are there naysayers right now who think this $120 billion figure is just way too high?
Oh, yes. My inbox is full of them this morning. Look, and it should be – it's worth noting that this is just what two very big banks, Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley, who are very big underwriters of IPOs, have said they think they could take this company public at. There's a lot of ifs and buts and, again, some pixie dust sprinkled over the whole thing. And so there's no guarantee that that's the right number at all. But look, if it's going to make $10 billion this year, it's not ridiculous to value a company at 10 or 12 times revenue. Obviously, there's no profits behind it, so they need to figure out how to flip the switch and really make this thing profitable, which is, at the end of the day, what public company investors are going to demand. That said, Amazon has very rarely turned a profit, and its stock has continued to rise. So the whole thing here relies on everyone kind of closing their eyes and believing.
There's another aspect of this that I want to ask you about. We've been talking in the last few days about the disappearance, the alleged murder of Jamal Khashoggi, and Saudi Arabia's potential role in that. Well, it turns out that Saudi Arabia is a big backer of Uber. The Crown Prince, Mohammed bin Salman, invested $3.5 billion back in 2016 in Uber. What about that aspect?
So the Saudis are among the biggest investors in Silicon Valley, and that's been deeply uncomfortable for a lot of executives as this story has unfolded. But Uber's CEO, Dara Khosrowshahi, has said publicly he's not going to attend in Riyadh next week. And the Saudis do have a seat on Uber's board. They will be involved in any decision to go public and at what valuation. And so this is sticky, and that's just the consequence of of taking money from sovereign wealth funds. You get involved in geopolitics.
One more thing I want to ask you about. Lyft is also preparing to go public next year, but we're talking there not about $120 billion, but $15 billion valuation.
Lyft for the moment is mostly just a ride hailing app. And so they have a business that looks a lot like one of Uber's businesses. So Lyft is almost certainly not worth as much in the grand scheme of things. But there's a little bit of it's not totally clear like who should go out first, right? If you're Lyft or Uber, there's some value in maybe letting someone else test the waters first. But also it's not clear that public company investors are going to want to own both of these things. Mm-hmm. You lock the banks up. And so it's a little bit of, they've been eyeing each other for a couple of years. Lyft is a much simpler and smaller and ultimately, at least, you know, at the IPO stage, less valuable business.
But it's always there when the Uber is taking too long.
And it has that little pink mustache that
right,
everyone
exactly.
likes.
You always know it's a Lyft car.
Exactly.
Liz Hoffman, who covers Wall Street for The Wall Street Journal, thank you.
Thank you very much.